You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, good one. Scissor Sisters, I believe.
That's right.
It's your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy hanging out. Hope you had a great weekend. In just about an hour, we'll play a rattle off. We'll find out what people's highlights of the... What was your highlight of the weekend?
Watching the joy in my son's face. I was just reading a story, actually, about how guitar sales are skyrocketing right now because people are looking for things to do during the pandemic. And we went out and bought little Reed his first guitar. And he's going to start taking lessons tomorrow. So he is so excited. He was like going around the neighborhood, showing all the neighborhood kids and... He's dying to learn how to play Wonderwall by Oasis.
What?
Wonderwall.
Why that song?
I don't know. And he's watching it over and over and over on the iPad, trying to figure it out before lessons start.
He's nine.
I know, but you can't be mad at him. It's Wonderwall.
That's
the greatest
such a weird
songs of
choice.
All time. I know. It is a weird choice for a nine-year-old, huh?
It's so strange. whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So he'll be rocking out shortly.
Good for him.
Yeah.
We were talking during the Mindbender about how only 1 in 7 women will ever initiate a first kiss on a first date. That traditionally is what the guys tend to do. Or nothing happens at all. Right? Nothing.
Go your separate ways.
But the article where I was reading about this went on to talk about a bunch of other things. That only, for instance, 14% have ever asked for a guy's phone number. 24% will regularly offer to pay on a first date. And I did not know this. I've never been on a dating app before. I mean, I don't knock them. I mean, they're great for a lot of people. I just haven't done it personally. And Jeremy, you haven't either. But 19% of women will reach out to someone first on a dating app. So that means 4 out of every 5 will not.
Right.
That doesn't sound
I feel
right
like
to
that,
me.
I feel like those numbers should be shifting a little bit more, especially with the dating apps. Like I would think like 3 out of 5 women are reaching out. You're going for what you want, right?
Yeah.
You just go for it. Who cares now?
I mean, with swiping, isn't it just easier to do now?
I would think. I don't know. I am so out of the loop on online dating, Dom.
How do you think you would do if you got back into the dating world?
I would go into full-fledged panic mode, I would imagine, for 6 to 8 months. And then, I don't know. I feel like I would be lost, man. I would really have to navigate this new way of dating.
Mm-hmm.
You're
kind of an old soul, too, so...
I am.
You would probably default to, like, old school... things, and you'd be
like
shocked.
What's old school things?
Well, I don't know, just old school dating, and I don't
like tipping or butter churning.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
We'd go down to the soda shop and get a sarsaparilla.
Here's another one for you.
What
if something, let's say, God forbid, you and Nicole went your separate ways?
Yep.
How long would you wait until you started going out again?
God, who knows?
A day? A week?
It all depends on how the relationship ends. You know, if it's an ugly breakup or whatever, it could be a matter of 6 to 10 days.
I thought you were going to say like 6 to 10 hours.
That too, you know? I don't know. I mean, like, if it was a death situation, who knows? 2, 3 years.
And isn't
years.
It interesting how people always judge that with other couples? Like, well, they just split up, and he's already going out with other people.
Right. Well, you don't know. Like, this could have been coming for a while, and he's, like, got his eye on somebody else, or she has their eye on somebody else. And boom, you're back at it. Time's a-wasting, man. We're not getting any younger. We're not breaking up, though.
Pretty
solid.
I don't want this to come out, and you know how much I love Nicole. I mean, absolutely, I adore her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the hell she's doing with you, but I do adore her. However, for the sake of the show, I gotta say, it would be pretty fascinating if you were a single guy again, just to see how you stumble your way through that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It would be hilarious.
It would
for the
be
show.
Hilarious.
Nicole, because if you're hearing this, don't be mad
just
at me.
Simmer down.
I'm just saying for the show.
Because I think I would not want to do the online dating, first of all. Like, if you're speaking like old school fashion, I'd want to be out somewhere and meet somebody out and about.
Well, that's part of old school.
I couldn't sit in a beanbag chair flipping through pictures on an app. I could not do that. It's so impersonal. You have no idea what you're getting involved with at all. So I'd have to meet somebody out and about. And the thing is I don't want to go out and about now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
you're
it would be difficult.
School, you're not going to want to do this.
But at some point, you're going to want to feel romantic again with somebody, and I'll be forced to get out of the chair.
No, I know what you mean by romantic.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bow chicka bow.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you be interested in maybe one of those speed dating things where you get to encounter maybe 6-8 different potential partners in one evening?
Do those work?
I don't know. I had thought that they were completely out of fashion, and we were watching that reality show called Love on the Spectrum, where it's autistic men and women, and they did, in a few of the episodes, they did speed dating, and I thought maybe that's still around. Maybe that's still a thing.
Because I don't think I would, like, even if I really liked somebody that was directly across me for the 2 minutes, I would still want to know what's next, and then what's next, and then what's next, so...
Yeah.
And no matter how great they were, I'd just still be thinking about the next one.
I never did speed dating, but I got to tell you, the idea does not put me off. I kind of like the idea of it.
Well,
it's like a cafeteria.
I heard you're quick with a lot of things. So.
It's a, right, it's a buffet type of way of going, right? You're going to the buffet.
Right.
And you're kind of going down the line saying, oh, yeah, that looks pretty good. Oh, chicken fried steak.
Doesn't it make it sound horrible? That makes the whole dating process sound horrible.
But that's what speed dating is.
It's just a buffet of men.
It's... The speed dating is a buffet.
It truly is. Yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
But and people...
See, and that doesn't appeal to me. Couldn't do it.
All right, and here's the last thing. See if you can have some fun with this. According to this survey, 17% of people have said, I love you for the first time in a text message. That's a pretty sizable number. That's like 1 in 6 that their first I love you with someone was a text.
See, now I can see myself doing that because it's like you can kind of put it out there and you're not going to get any sort of rejection back.
How do you know?
Really, to your face, at least.
Well, to your face. But would that be
easier.
Like the definition of eternity is the amount of time you wait hitting send and the reply? No, I don't even think there would be a dot, dot, dot. I don't think you'd get that. I think it would just sit there cold. You text, I love you. Hit send. And then it's just like your screen is frozen for an hour. And that whole hour you're going, oh my God, should I not have texted that? Oh my God.
She doesn't love me.
Maybe she didn't see it. Should I send it again? Maybe.
Yeah, that would be. Because you know if you don't get it back within like 5 to 10 minutes, then she or he doesn't love you back.
Right, or
yet.
They text back.
They don't have those
oh
feelings.
My God, I have strong feelings for you too.
Are you generally the first to say it in a relationship?
Probably, because guys are just generally anyway.
I texted Nicole because I did not remember. She said, I said, did I say I love you first? And she said, yes. And I wrote back, ha, I figured. And she said, it was in your parents' garage. You had that old Bronco in there. We were standing next to that and you said, I love you. And I wrote back, oh yeah, I love that Bronco.